Hey, sweetheart. I was able to break the spell. As if you couldn't already tell. With you not being a cat anymore. And I really am sorry. I didn't mean for that to happen. I just wanted you to have a relaxing week, and I guess I'm a little bit out of practice. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to. But you're back. You're human again. What was it like? You don't want to talk about it? Well, did you at least have a relaxing week? Well, I'm glad you at least had that. You're really cute as a cat. Well, you're still cute. Handsome, beautiful, amazing. It was special having you as a cat, cuddling with me. Yeah, okay, I'm sorry. I'm not going to bring it up more today. Maybe. So, yeah. I'm a witch. And I'm still sorry that I haven't told you that I was one. It's just, I don't know. I thought maybe you were going to judge me because of it, which doesn't make sense. No one really believes in witches anymore. Not like that. No, I don't do spells or potions. I wanted to do something special for you. And it kind of backfired. And it was a weird way of me confessing to you that I was one. It was supposed to... In my mind, I had this whole speech ready. And I was preparing to, like, tell you, and then the spell and potion I put on you kind of backfired. And I think it was because you weren't aware of it. Well, it isn't like I can just go up to a person and put a spell on them. I put a spell on you. Doo-doo! It doesn't really work like that. Or as far as I know, it doesn't work like that. My family has never done that before. So I think that is what intervened in it all. And that's why you were turned into a cat. Are you... mad at me for not telling you what I am? Disappointed? Yeah. I do understand that. I just didn't know how to tell you. It's not like it's exactly normal. No, it's... I don't know how to explain it, really. I know for my family, it's been there for generations. And I don't really know that many other people that have this kind of gene. The magic gene, as I like to call it. No. I didn't went to school for this. I don't think there is one. No, this isn't like the Harry Potter stuff. No. At least not to my knowledge. I didn't get any letter to go to a fancy school like that and learn about everything and have all a secret society. No, what I was taught by my grandma. My mom didn't really have the time to help me. She was busy with her own life. So my grandma taught me, and she was very strict about it. She was. I wish you could have met her. Oh no, she's still alive. She's just I don't know how to get a hold of her now. She's having the time of her life the last time I got a letter. And yeah. No, we have normal lifespans, like normal humans do. We're not like 500 years old and stuff. I mean, there probably is some kind of spell that can do that, but it doesn't stop our body from the normal cycle. We do follow the cycle of life. So, yeah, I'm not going to become 1,000 years old. The old wise witch. Oh. That's not how it is. No, my family wasn't against me telling you. They just tell me to be careful. And that's about it. The public doesn't really believe in magic, so how would you prove it? No one's going to believe that you were turned into a cat. No. Why would they? They'll just be like, oh no, you just imagined that. And you telling other people, I'm not really scared if you do that either. I hope you at least tell me before you blurt out my secret. But I don't think you would do that to me. I trust you. And that's what sucks that I haven't told you before because, well, if you trust me, why haven't you told me? But I was scared. I was kind of afraid you would just laugh at me and then leave. Like a tiny part of me was, and that tiny part just made everything so much more complicated. And it made me more scared because you laughing at me is one thing, but you leaving me because of it, that's something else. But you're not leaving, are you? Oh, thank goodness. I was so scared. Even though you were cuddling up on my lap a little bit this week, I didn't know for certain if that was just you, your cat instincts wanting to find some comfort and be warm, or if it was you just wanting to, I don't know, ease my conscience a little bit in a way. It's complicated. Yeah, other than being a witch, I'm like everyone else. I'm human. I just have this extra gift. And now that you know, I don't mind telling you about it. I actually think that would be kind of fun. And maybe you want to join me when I do certain stuff? It's not anything life-changing in that way. It's just tiny things. Like blessing the house to make things go more smoothly and yeah, stuff like that. More like blessings than really witchcraft. I don't know. I'm just glad that you're not mad at me. It's disappointed, yes, but you aren't revolted by what I am, and that feels nice. So, why don't I just make some tea and we can talk more about it? Yeah? Okay. Love you. I'll be back in a bit with the tea. Yeah.